Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Thank Him, be joyous. It's a sacrifice to thank Him and pray, man. I mean, God is so good, and He is always there for you. And you know what? Actually, I'll go through. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, it says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal." The foundation of God, it stands, and it has this seal, "that the Lord knoweth them that are His. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity or lawlessness." God knows us. He knows them that are His. That's the seal. You can stand on that He knows you. And I love that He asks us to pray to Him. He literally asks us to pray. And that, I just think that's so wonderful. I mean, if you think about a child and having a son or having a daughter, you want them to ask for the things that they want, the things that they need, the things that they are in their heart. Don't you want that from your kids? I know I certainly want that from my nieces and nephews. If they want something, I want them to ask me. And God has that everywhere in the Word. If you go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "I exhort thee, therefore, that first of all, prayers," which are their supplication, but they're prayers of personal need, "prayers to God, and intercessions," which are to ask something to be given, "and giving of thanks be made for all men." First of all, pray. Pray for things that you want. Pray for things that you need. Pray for things to be given. "And giving of thanks," and thanking Him for providing. Thanking Him for doing the things that He does for us on a regular basis. I love that in the Word too, it talks about how Christ didn't die to judge the world. Christ died to save it. Christ came to help us. He sacrificed. God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice that we can live life in all of its manifestations. That we don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to heaven. We have that the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's Romans 10, 9 and 10. Well, Romans 10, 9. But He died, He gave His Son that we can live. And He asks us to pray and to be thankful. "Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled with the weight or the yoke of the bondage." I mean, people for generations had to worry about, are they going to heaven? Are they doing God's will? I mean, God would take the Spirit from them. The Spirit was upon them. It was never in them. And He gave His Son that the Spirit would be in you. You became a new spiritual creation, sitting on the right hand of God in conjunction or in close proximity to His Son. You've been given all things. And He loves you, and He's taking care of you. And the first thing He asks us to do is to pray. That's it. Now that I went off on that tangent, I was reading in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk," or set your course of life in Him, "rooted," or taking root and built up in Him, "established by the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein," again, "with thanksgiving." Be established by faith of Christ Jesus. It talks about the Word of Christ, and I never really understood that, because there's the Word of God, and like Word of Christ, it's actually Word as pertaining to Christ. We are to stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Stand therefore, receive the things that God has for you. Be rooted and built up by believing in the name of His Son, by believing that God is our God, by knowing that when you pray, He's there for us, nothing shaken, not tossed to and fro like water, but standing sure. Verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established by faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or the elementary rules of the world, and not after Christ. For in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the divine body. When Jesus Christ died and was risen, a new spiritual being, he's raised as the head of the body. We are the body of believers. All things rest in Christ. He directs the body of believers. You just got to stand with him. You got to stand in conjunction with him. Like we are, it is so wonderful the position that you've been set in. You've been set in a position that God's given you just by love, and he loves you so much that we don't have to do anything to earn it. But he asks us to just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, nothing wavering, asking for supplications, which are prayers of personal needs, but you pray to God. And when I always say that, pray to God, that's the word. The word prayer is pray to God. It's not pray to Christ. It's pray to God, which is why I always say that. The biblical meaning, pray to God, lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Live your life freed from the condemnation of sin. Freed from the condemnation, not listening to the vain babbling of men, but what God says about you. And you have all things right now. Right now, you are complete in him. Right now, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You have it now. Don't forget the little things in life and the big things, which are believing. Pray again, the big prayers today. When you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ and stand. Have a beautiful day. God bless your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I thank you for your word and just being able to go there and learning it. And I'm thankful that you've taught it to me, and I'm thankful for the time that I've spent in it. And I just thank you that in the future you continually open it up, that I can just live in it and enjoy it. I thank you again for this weekend and just the peace that we had. I pray for our business and all the thoughts surrounding that, that it continually grows. I pray for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them. I continually pray that we don't go to war, Father. And I just thank you again for each and every person that you've put in my life. And I just ask you to bless them. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.